This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, a veteran singer-songwriter returns with a new song that echoes the nostalgia of 70s Brazil. Artists from Spain, Mexico, and New York continue raising the bar for Latin music in 2018, and even Arcade Fire is invited to today's party. Yes, it's a new music episode today, Josh, and once again, the boundaries of the Latin alternative are more and more difficult to define, as it should be.
Yes, and Ernesto, I feel like we've hit the end of the drought. I feel like a year and a half ago, you and I had been kind of, you know, lamenting a little bit that there had been, not quite the same bounty of great new releases, but I feel like we're hitting the ground running in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start things with one of my favorite U.S. Latin alternative groups, Bang Data, a group out of Oakland, California. They are back with a brand new album called Loco, and perhaps if you're a frequent TV viewer, you've heard their song, also called Bang Data, prominently featured in the show Breaking Bad. Anyway, this song we're going to play, Candy, actually happens to be prominently featured in a new T-Mobile commercial, so you may have already heard this song. Anyway, I dig it. Great up-tempo rock hip-hop from Bang Data. This is the track Candy.
Corazón, dame un minuto, yo te escribo una canción de un sueño que yo tuve, eres mi inspiración. Acércate que no hay presión. Manos en la tierra, yo no quiero guerra. Piel canela, candy, tú eres perfecta. Muchas sorpresas, tanta belleza. Este ritmo, este estilo, qué linda pareja.
Vamos a bailar. Mañana me pillaron sin papeles, pero no me vale nada. No tengo mucho tiempo, así que quiero pasarlo contigo y vivir este momento. El chango naranja me está echando del país. Qué muro es un burro, no me voy a rendir. Yo cruzo cada año, pero no por Mexicali. Quién sabe cuándo te veré de nuevo, mi Cali.
Voy a traer caramelos de mi barrio cuando vuelva. Voy a especial, hecho de fritas de la selva.
Vamos a bailar.
No.
Hi, we are Santal SMEs. I am Diego.
And I'm Nicholas, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
Tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from my beloved Montevideo, Uruguay. We just heard Sante Les Amis with the track Como Animales. And Sante Les Amis, yes, the Uruguayan band with the French name, made some waves a few years ago when their song Brasil was included in the FIFA 2014 video game. Anyway, I'm very excited. It's been about 3 or 4 years since their last record. They'll be releasing a new album later this year. That's the first single, Como Animales, or Like Animals.
Now we're going to listen to the new album by a friend of the Latin Alternative. I'm talking about Sumaya. She hails from Buenos Aires, Argentina, but she's also of Lebanese descent. So definitely a deep connection with Arabic music in what she does. Good luck trying to categorize this one artist. She really defies any possible categorization. Sumaya reminds me in a way of Kate Bush, just because she has highly unusual voice, and she's also a keyboardist, and her songwriting explores many different genres. What I like about this, we're going to listen to the title track of her new album, Algunas Notas de Mi Ser, is that it's a very wicked combination, I think, between like a straight-ahead pop tune, something that you could almost hear on the radio here in the United States. But at the same time, it's obvious that she has alternative leanings and that she can be very experimental when she wants to. So here she is. Thank you for the music, Sumaya. This is Algunas Notas de Mi Ser.
Quisiera descubrir un nuevo modo de
This is the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative. You're listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music from Los Angeles. We just heard the very popular R&B singer Miguel. That was the track Caramelo Duro. It's actually one of the first times Miguel has sung in Spanish, and it's a duet with one of my favorite female vocalists, Kali Uchis, the Colombian-American singer. Now, Ernesto, I like seeing, you know, Miguel, he recently hit number one on the Billboard R&B charts, and I think people forget he is actually half Mexican. And, you know, I welcome this trend of pop artists singing in Spanish.
And Josh, let's go to Brazil now. Do you remember that I'm always, you know, whenever we do an episode about Brazilian music and about the old good days of Brazilian music, I always bring up stuff by this guy called Erasmo Carlos?
Yes, this name has crossed my inbox on more than one occasion.
Absolutely. And you know, the funny thing is that people confuse Erasmo Carlos with Roberto Carlos. Roberto Carlos being the sort of the Brazilian Julio Iglesias, the one artist who has sold the most records in the history of Brazilian music. O Rey, they call him the king. And many of his greatest hits have been composed by two people, Roberto Carlos and Erasmo Carlos. And people think they're brothers, but no, they're not related. It's just a songwriting partnership, and there's a similarity in the names. And in fact, when Erasmo Carlos records as a solo artist, he started in the 60s. 60s, he sort of started in the same wave, the Jovem Guarda, that sort of rebellious, jangly guitars, Beatlesque pop that Brazilian music experienced in the late 60s. But then in the 70s, Erasmo got into some serious psychedelic music that's just outstanding and soulful. And he's now 76. He has a new single out. It's beautiful. I mean, I'm just in disbelief of how an artist can continue to be at the top of his game for so many different decades. Here he is, Erasmo Carlos, with Now Existe Saudade no Cosmos.
Faça o que quiser. Encare o que vier e aceite se doer demais. Eu não vou falar, eu não vou ligar. Nem julgar você, mas se você quiser chorar, então chore, então chore. Se o cosmos é o lugar que não morre, que não morre, você sabe o caminho de casa. Você quer do amor uma evolução, mas se não há perdão, não há. Se você não vai voltar, então vá, então vá. Foi pra se livrar do que não morre, do que não morre. Você sabe o caminho de casa. Você não vai voltar, então vá, então vá. E se foi pra se livrar do que não morre, do que não morre. Você sabe o caminho de casa.
Falso gurú que subía fotos de Instagram de pies que no eran suyos.
Mamá se marchó con la novia de papá. Huyeron en su coche y se mudaron a un hostal. Juntaron al juez las que son concejal y nadie ha vuelto a verlas más. La serie terminó sin su actor principal. Tenía que mentir, pero dijo la verdad. Hundió al director en la escena crucial.
agresión en un combate de boxeo. La violencia en los combates de boxeo ha aumentado un 60% estos últimos dos
años. Yo estoy bien, soy alegre y muy normal, buen cristiano vivo en paz, siempre tuve educación como sano.
Seguimos pendientes del incendio declarado ayer en una sucursal bancaria de Madrid.
You are tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music from Spain. We just heard a band called Vetusta Morla with a track called Palmeras en la Mancha. And this is a group that was totally off my radar until Universal sent me the record. And I just dig this group. You know, I'm not saying it's groundbreakingly original, but a nice sort of pop alternative sound. And speaking of alternative, in sort of a mainstream way, in fact, you know, it's going to be a little surprising, Ernesto, I imagine, to be playing the Canadian indie band Arcade Fire, a group that can sell out arenas in the United States. But there is a Latin alternative connection in this case. Arcade Fire recently invited the Colombian group Bomba Estéreo to open for them on several tour dates, and I guess they developed a bit of a musical friendship because they invited Bomba Estéreo to remix Arcade Fire's hit single Everything Now. So we're going to take a listen to the Bomba Estéreo take, well, I shouldn't say a take on, their remix, I should say, of Arcade Fire, and it does feature some Spanish language vocals in the second half of the song. So let's take a listen.
Leave your car in the middle of the road. this happy family with everything now. We'll turn the speakers up till they break. 'Cause every time you smile, it's a fake. Stop pretending.
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Cual si fuera un día que me falta el sol. y el guiro.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to some remarkable new music. And wow, Josh, that was La Sitiera, the classic song. And I think you probably remember La Sitiera from the performance by Omar Aportuondo from the Buena Vista Social Club when she released this classic, sort of her first solo album as a member of the Buena Vista Social Club collective. Omar Aportuondo opened the record with La Sitiera, a beautiful version. And this was sort of La Sitiera Goes to Jamaica. This is from a beautiful record called Mista Savona Presents Havana Meets Kingston. It's exactly what it is. Actually, from Australia. It's Australia's leading reggae and dancehall producer and pianist, Mista Savona, Jake Savona. In fact, doing all these Cuban tunes with like a reggae vibe, with some Jamaican musicians and some Cuban vocalists. And we heard La Sitiera. We're going to be listening to more from this record in future episodes. And by the way, the vocalist here was Beatriz Márquez.
And from La Sitiera in Cuba, we are going to go to Williamsburg, Brooklyn, for a new group that recently came on my radar called Native Sun, and that's spelled S-U-N, not to be confused with another group with a similar name spelled S-O-N. But Native Sun, if you are a fan of dark indie rock in the vein of groups like the Dandy Warhols and Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, well, this might be for you. It's a group that sings in English, but all the members are Latino. This is Native Sun and the track Pink Sky.
Today.
are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Camino del agua, soy la lluvia. Soy un río. Camino del agua con la luna. Con el frío. Camino del agua, soy un árbol. Una rama, una hoja. Camino del agua, soy el musgo, soy la arena, soy la roca, soy la roca. Camino del agua, soy un charco, soy un trino. Camino del agua en lo alto, en el nido. Camino del agua, una palma, por el aire, un aleteo. Camino del agua, una sombra, por la senda, soy el vuelo, soy el vuelo. Camino del agua, soy un cuerpo dolorido. Camino del agua con el viento, soy un bicho. Camino del agua, una piedra, un naufragio, un vacío. Camino del agua, soy el llanto, soy la lluvia. Soy un río, soy un río, soy un río, soy un río.
This is Latin Alternative with some excellent new music today. And I have to tell you, Josh, every year is a better year if in it there is some new music by Ana Laan from Spain. Just what a remarkable talent. Definitely deserves much more exposure and popularity than the one she already has. Ana Laan, of course, we met her through Oregano, that brilliant, just absolutely brilliant song that she did a few years back. And she's been releasing a number of albums independently. We just heard Camino del Agua. Just beautiful, the recording, just the way she navigates the melody, the way it's produced, very airy. Ana Laan, this is from her forthcoming new album.
And now we're going to go back to New York, hear a group called Spanglish Fly. This is a new group with a very retro sound, specializing in boogaloo sounds, which were ubiquitous in New York in the late 60s and early 70s. But Spanglish Fly brought in one of the key veterans of that era, Joe Batan, to sing guest vocals. So we're going to take a listen to a song called New York Rules, featuring Joe Batan. And this is off Spanglish Fly's latest record.
This is Subway Joe talking to you from way back. Taking the B train, heading down the track. Here we go. I'm riding the B train, heading to the show, leaning on the door. These strangers on the B train, heading where I don't know. Feel like I've been there before. The barrio ladies and the punks from Bay Ridge, Bushwick babies and the show.
train grinds to a halt and the lights go out. Nobody acts up or screams and shouts. We know what it's about. Everybody's playing by the New York rules. Everybody's showing their New York values. Everybody knows. Strangers on the B train nodding their heads, not much to be said.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from New York. We just heard Spanglish Fly featuring Joe Batan and the song New York Rules. If you like what you've been hearing, you can listen to The Latin Alternative every week at thelatinalternative.com or subscribe to our free iTunes podcast by searching for The Latin Alternative. On Facebook, you can follow us at The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, what if I told you that there's this guy from Mexico City and he moves to LA and he has his own recording studio, state of the art, and he releases his third album, and this third album, it's almost like Beatlesque. It has some elements of progressive rock, which, you know, I love. And all of a sudden, this new album sounds like a great lost record of the 70s. Would you like to hear that?
I'd very much love to, Ernesto. And as coincidence turns out, I think I actually know this person.
Well, this is wonderful. I'm talking about Beto Hale from Mexico and his new album, third album, Orbs of Light. I'm just blown away by just the quality, the craftsmanship of the songwriting and the recording. It's beautiful. It really does sound like a record that came out maybe in, I don't know, 1976, and nobody paid a lot of attention to it, and then I discovered it somewhere and I'm treasuring it. Orbs of Light, we're going to listen to the title track, and of course we're going to be in the future listening to more from Beto Hale. Until next week, hasta la próxima.
Adios.
Yeah.
Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.